This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here at 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always, 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
What do you want to talk about? The Southwest Airlines mystery of what happened with 25% of their flights being canceled. They say it was due to the weather.
The great weather.
But as Bonnie pointed out earlier, no other airlines had to cancel their flights. And I've been on a Southwest Airlines, I'm pretty sure I was in Southwest at the time when we landed in Manchester in the middle of just an awful snowstorm. I mean, it was like crazy snowstorm that this guy landed. And he did a great job. Like, he got a full ovation, like applause from the people on the airline.
And then Mark had to drive home and crash his car.
That might have been the same night, actually. So you can
always hate
that.
Flying because pilots, you know, feel the need to come over and apologize for the turbulence. It's like, there's literally nothing you can do about that, though.
That's true.
It always makes me nervous when they go on the speaker and they in the middle of it and you're just like, what are they announcing? And then they're just like, just letting you guys know there's going to be some turbulence. It makes me really nervous, and it's usually not that bad.
So, anyway, if you can you can comment on Southwest if you want, but we ended up on a different topic here about, and this is one that both you and I have brought in here tonight, Aria, that,
and neither presumably for about the same reason, just saw it and rolled our eyes.
Yeah, and I thought, okay, I bet Aria is going to have something to say about this. Because for listeners that aren't, you know, tuned into our video stream over at video.freetalklive.com, you are a trans person.
I am. And pansexual, so I'm not homophobic.
Define pansexual?
I don't date or have sexual relationships with people based on their gender or gender identity or sex.
So you can be attracted to anyone,
yes.
Basically. As long as they meet whatever preferences you have. You have no preference between male or female.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I do have a preference for a female.
I see. Okay.
But
you go either way.
Right.
Okay.
And I prefer that over bisexual. It's basically the same thing, except pansexual obviously includes like trans people and non-binary people and stuff like that.
Now, I heard you make a point the other day, I think it was on the female or all-ladies show last week, that you don't make a point about bringing attention necessarily to the fact, like, you're not here every single day that you host the show, which is like, I think, 3 days a week right now. You don't bring up trans issues every single day.
No, I talk about it as rarely as possible. I don't want to. It's not a major part of my identity. It just happens to be how I am.
Right. So all of these things that we're talking about, you know, the only reason I've mentioned it is simply because it seems kind of relevant because you might have a, you know,
oh, sure,
somewhat of an opinion about this Superman thing. But does somebody being pansexual and all that really belong in a Superman comic? Like, how much do we really need to know about Superman's sexual preferences?
You would know about his sexual preferences if he was straight and making out with the woman in the rain and stuff. Like, oh, wait, I'm thinking of Spider-Man, but still.
They probably do that in Superman, too.
I mean, they do. And my issue here isn't that, you know, we're finding out that Superman's son is gay or whatever. It's just that they're, based on the fact that they were fighting climate change and, you know, stopping school shootings and stuff, it's just hard left propaganda.
It's straight up woke.
He's just gay for the sake of having a gay character.
Yeah. They want to sell more comic books because of this, or they think they're going to.
I also think that it's annoying that the gay character has to be that way. Like, why can't he be a gay character that's just like a man that fights bad guys? You know,
well,
he has to be protesting.
Yeah, well, obviously we haven't read, you know, the story, so we don't know how they're presented. This is clearly,
well, he's stopping school shootings and putting out fires caused by climate change, so we can make a pretty good guess about how they're presenting this.
But it's interesting because, like, is that the direction that most, I mean, to take a political position like this, and I don't disagree with you, Bonnie, it shouldn't be a political thing for somebody to be gay, right? Like, you're born that way. Most of the gay people I know, they will tell you they've always been that way. It wasn't a choice that they made or something like that. It's just the way they've been. That's the way they were from birth. There's when they came out about it.
I don't know to what extent I really believe that.
I have no reason to disbelieve it.
My friend realized he was gay when he was three watching Man, I Feel Like a Woman, the music
Shania
video.
Twain?
Yeah, then there's men in the background dancing. Mm-hmm. They're not really hot to me, but he said that he was just like, wow, that's hot.
Hmm. To be clear, I don't disbelieve it either. Yeah. I just see no reason to believe it.
There might be like a mix of people. Like some people realize it later or you know, some people decide it later. I don't know.
I mean, maybe they do. But the ones that I've known, like Derek J, for instance, you know, he told me he's always been that way. And another gentleman who used to host the show with us a long time ago said his mom always knew, you know, because he always wanted to like dress up as a girl or whatever. And he turned out to be gay. So, but, you know, so it's not a comment about whether or not the person is gay. It's just, it seems to be being done for political reasons. Like, they must think that this is going to sell them more comics. And I find myself wondering if that's actually true. Is Superman being woke and, you know, rescuing school, or, you know, stopping school shooters and stopping forest fires started by climate change, is that actually going to sell them more comics? Because it would seem like taking political positions like that, instead of just, you know, fighting Lex Luthor or whatever the plot of the moment might be for Superman, fighting space aliens or whatever the hell it might be, it has to go in a political direction. Aren't you, by definition, going to alienate some of your longest-running fans, whatever ones that might not be woke or, you know, maybe they'd be conservative-leaning or something like that? Is it really worth it to take that risk to do that kind of grandstanding? Or?
Well, if it's for the younger generation, it might be, because little kids love Paw Patrol, and Paw Patrol is all about wokeness.
I've never read comic books to any meaningful degree, so I could be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure the vast majority of them have always been strongly political. Like, during World War II, Superman was running around, like, fighting Nazis and the Japanese and stuff like that, and I imagine that persisted in 2001. I'm sure we had Superman comics of him going and tracking down Osama bin Laden or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So,
wouldn't surprise me.
And, I mean, X-Men was created to be an allegory for, you know, LGBTQ
people. Right.
And so it's always sort of been
allegory.
There.
I think it's pronounced allegory.
What did I say?
Allegory.
So he was supposedly fighting gay people?
Who was?
Superman was fighting gay people?
I mean, he would have been in the 1940s if they had been included, I'm sure, because it wasn't acceptable to be gay in the 1940s, just like it wasn't acceptable to be Japanese.
But if Lex Luthor was representing gay people and he was fighting him, is that what that was supposed to mean?
Was Lex Luthor representing gay people? Did I miss that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought that's what you said.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard that claim about Superman before. So
sorry, I just got confused.
But I knew there's always at least been political issues. I don't know if every single comic book is like that, but they do stray into political things pretty frequently, as I understand it. The issue here is just that it's cringeworthy.
Mm.
And it's just done for the sake of... I cringe just as much hearing this as I cringe looking at 1940 comic book panels of Superman punching Japanese people and saying, take that, Jap, or whatever.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, it actually happened. And I know that because I used to read a lot of Cracked.com, and Sean Baby is one of the writers there. He would say he would compile these lists of, you know, these are the craziest Superman comic books I could find.
Oh, wow.
And some of that stuff was in there. He also one time gaslit Lois Lane by creating a robotic him to prove that he wasn't Clark Kent.
Hmm.
So, I mean, pretty messed up history.
If you want to comment, and maybe you're more of an expert on this, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. Here's a comment from the current writer of the series, Tom Taylor. He said this, quote, "The idea of replacing Clark Kent with another straight white savior felt like a missed opportunity."
But he's not white. He's Kryptonian. He's not even human.
I forgot about that, yeah.
He said that a, quote, "new Superman had to have new fights, real-world problems, that he could stand up to as one of the most powerful people in the world." It just doesn't sound...
What's the real problem about gay people, though? I mean, this is the West. There's no issue with gay people to be found.
It's totally signaling, right? This is all about woke signaling, virtue signaling to whoever it is they think is going to be reading this. And obviously there will be people who go out to buy this. You know, this is going to attract a certain audience, and that's clearly who they're going for. But is this more of a, is this more likely to ostracize a certain segment of an audience than the things that you gave examples of? Like when a country's in a world war, a lot of people get behind that. I'm not saying I support it. We're against wars here on Free Talk Live, but I bet you a warmongering Superman would have been more popular than this one would have. More coming up. It's Free Talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
6160. That's 603-283-6160. What if Superman is actually a furry?
Oh, man.
Let's go all the way with this.
Well, hold on. Kryptonians, when they get to Earth, they're at least superior to Earth people, right?
Because they're more powerful, you mean?
Yeah, and presumably smarter, just like human beings are superior to non-human beings, at least in terms of, you know, survivability and stuff like that. So technically, I think a Kryptonian dating a human would be a furry.
Like being a furry. Yeah. Because you're dating down, right?
Right.
What would be the difference, I guess? He's dating a creature that lives on this planet.
He's so omnipotent that she might as well be a cow grazing in the field.
So weird.
So, or he, in this particular case, because now
or he.
Superman, the new Superman, according to DNYUZ.com, and I'm sure this is being reported everywhere, is now coming out. Now, apparently it's the son of Superman, so he's, like, inherited the title, because I guess Superman gets
older.
See,
how does that work, and why is a Kryptonian and a human able to have a child in the first place?
I don't know if I'm into that. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so he's a demigod or whatever.
I mean, he's definitely not a human being.
Is being a demigod like being a demigirl? So it's kind of like sort of being a god?
I just meant, you know...
Demigod is like a half-god.
Okay.
It's like one of their gods was... One of their parents was a god, the other was a mortal.
Yeah, like Hercules.
So the comment from Tom Taylor, who's one of the writers of the series, makes it pretty clear where they're coming from here. They got Superman going around saving high schools from shootings and combating wildfires allegedly caused by climate change. He says, the idea of replacing Clark Kent with another straight white savior felt like a missed opportunity. He said that now Superman needs real world problems that he could stand up to as one of the most powerful people in the world. Unquote. The coming out of Superman, perhaps the most archetypal American superhero, is a notable moment, even in an age when many comics have embraced diversity and are exploring pressing social issues. Batman's sidekick Robin recently acknowledged romantic feelings for a male friend.
See, I'm not in the least upset about that one. Because
everyone saw that coming.
For whatever reason, the character of Robin always seemed gay to me.
Me too.
And a new Aquaman comic stars a gay
also
black
Aquaman.
Man. A gay black man who is positioned to become the title hero. So apparently there are similar plot threads going on in multiple DC comics here. It has been a steady evolution for an industry that has moved to censor itself in a number of ways after The Seduction of the Innocent, a 1954 book by psychiatrist Frederick Wortham, raised concerns about sex, gore, and violence, and suggested a link between reading comics and juvenile delinquency. In one section, Wortham described Batman and Robin as, quote, a wish dream of two homosexuals living together, unquote. So, it's definitely true that comics have come a long way, right?
Bruce Wayne never struck me as gay. Robin, sure.
The book helped inspire congressional hearings and led to the creation of the Comics Code Authority in 1956, in which the comics industry set standards on what comics could depict. The character of Batwoman...
This reminds me of Nightwish, Mortal Kombat, and the ESRB.
They actually mentioned Nightwish in here.
The Penguin always
I didn't mean Nightwish, I meant Night Trap.
Oh, I'm sorry. They mentioned North Star. I thought it was Nightwish. North Star, who's apparently a Marvel hero who came out in 1992. So this isn't the first time something like this had happened, but it's certainly the first big one, right? Like, Superman is as big as it gets as far as comic book characters are concerned. I don't know. There's more sort of history here about the comic books and what they, you know, did and didn't allow and so on and so forth, but... You know, I can't tell you that this is going to make me want to pick up a Superman comic, but then again, no plot line would ever make me want to pick up a Superman comic, because I just don't care about
I can't say I have, like, that much of a strong opinion because of the fact that I don't watch or read comic books or comic movies, but I think the most annoying thing about this, to me personally, is, well, most of my, like, gay friends are either from Texas or they're, like, libertarians, so I've heard the thought a lot among them that they're tired of, like, people just acting like they have to be Democrats, basically. Like, why does he have to be a Democrat?
Why does he have to be a woke gay?
Yeah, why does he have to be a woke gay? I think that's so annoying.
Well, because the author is woke. And quite possibly a woke gay.
Could very well be.
But I forgot the point I was going to make.
Well, they're going to be sharing a kiss coming soon in a story that will be published next month. And that's and this week, readers will discover that one of their characters has special abilities, whatever that means.
So there are certainly plot lines that could cause me to be interested in a Superman comic book. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I'm sure, you know, there's something that could interest me. But once I heard that he was going around fighting fires caused by climate change, my interest level in ever reading one of these dropped to zero.
There was one storyline I remember years ago. Mark Edge, who's one of our, previous regular hosts, hasn't been on in a while, and I'm not technically allowed to talk to him under the insane bail conditions I'm under. But he's one of these huge Marvel.
He's into it, man.
He's like into the Marvel, I think, specifically comics and movies and all that. And I remember
he likes Captain America.
Yeah, and I remember he talked about them. There was some plot line years ago where I think it was during the whole like terrorism thing that the Marvel heroes were told they had to like take sides, or they took sides, and like one side joined the government in totally cracking down on freedoms, and the other side like fought the government or something like that. So that sounded like kind of an interesting plot line. I think it was called Civil War.
Oh, that was the movie.
I don't know if they made
Captain
a movie.
Captain America Civil War. Yeah.
I think
it was based
that.
On That's exactly comic, what it was about.
But I think it was actually based on a comic series originally. And so that sounded kind of interesting to me, but I just don't care about superhero comics at all. So
the only one of
maybe it was pretty good if you ever get bored.
The only one of those I ever saw was Batman versus Superman, and it was stupid.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
So, the number if you want to join us here is 603-283-6160. You can weigh in, especially if you're like a super fan, right? Like if you're one of these, I think the most relevant comment on this would be from somebody who's always been a Superman fanatic, right? Like what is this? Because there's obviously people who are just growing up or they're going to get into comics for the first time because of this, or they're just happen to be getting into comics right around now. But what about the person who's been following Superman for a decade or two decades or four decades or, you know, half a century? How do you feel about this particular plot twist? And does it feel natural, or does it feel really forced?
You know, I mean, it feels really forced. They could have just given Superman a boyfriend, and just that's just been it. Like, hey, let me introduce you to my boyfriend. And then next panel, they go off to do something else. To make this big of a deal out of it, it's just pointless. That's their plot, is that he's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing about it is, I don't think it's that interesting to fight wildfires because, actually, one of my friends who happens to be a lesbian works for BLM, and she's always going
out.
The
Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, in Utah. And she goes out to the fires, and I'm always like, oh my god, did you have to get fire training? Do you go put out the fires? And she said, no, we, like, sit there and we watch them until they go out, and we, like, take notes on it. Is that what he's going to be doing, you know?
I don't know. Maybe he used some sort of Superman foam.
Well, he does
or
have
whatever.
Ice breath or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. He's gone. I don't know what powers he's got. The number is 603-283-6160. That's the number that allows you to join us here to bring up whatever you want. We should talk about Freedom Day coming up, because this is a big, momentous occasion. Finally, the people of New South Wales are going to be allowed freedoms back. We'll explain what.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines is continuing to cancel flights on this Columbus Day. According to the tracking website FlightAware, approximately 350 Southwest flights were canceled, although it's down from the more than 1,000 cancellations on Sunday. These frustrated passengers telling Fox News,
"We didn't find out till 5 o'clock this morning that it was canceled, and then we were on the phone for, 7 hours?
When I talked to them, they said they were having problems. They wouldn't say what it was, and you're lucky you got a flight."
The airline saying the cancellations are due to air traffic control issues, bad weather, and staffing shortages, but there's speculation that the problems were caused by employee sick calls in response to the new federal vaccine mandate. A man from Kenya won the Boston Marathon on Monday. This is USA Radio News. One of the federal government's top infectious disease experts is encouraging outdoor trick-or-treating this Halloween.
Many Americans still trying to decide what to do this Halloween, especially when it comes to the kids. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, says that it's an important time of year for kids to go out and have fun.
You're outdoors for the most part, at least when my children were out there doing trick-or-treating, and enjoy it.
Fauci saying people should still be extra careful with indoors celebrating, and overall, he reported that families can feel safe in part because the U.S. cases have been on the decline. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Software developer Lewis Barclay is being banned by Facebook over his app. Barclay creating a browser extension called Unfollow Everything, which lets users unfollow everyone on their accounts, essentially eliminating the news feed. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go there and get the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Learn about cryptocurrency at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And then if you're limited on time, you can spend all of 3 or so minutes on the first introductory video there. If you want to dig in deeper, obviously there are resources there over at Bitcoin.com for you to do that. But at the very least, spend 3 minutes and get the basics down about crypto like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at Bitcoin.com. Also at Bitcoin.com, their news site with the headlines updated every single day from around the planet. The world of cryptocurrency is a deep, deep world, and there's always interesting stuff going on. Check out their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want to discuss. And a story we've been following here pretty closely over the last few months, especially, has been what's been going on in Australia. A couple of their states, specifically New South Wales and I believe Victoria is the other one, where they've had the most...
That's where Melbourne is, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's where they've had the most restrictions, I mean, compared to a lot of the world, honestly. Like, very severe lockdowns have been going on.
I mean, China and North Korea, maybe a little bit worse.
North Korea,
but
probably,
not
yeah.
by a wide margin.
Did North Korea do, like, COVID measures?
We don't really know what they did.
Yeah, North Korea is like a prison kingdom, and they don't really tell you the truth about anything, because it's all state-run media that comes out of there. So who knows what they've been doing in North Korea.
I just didn't really think about it.
But in Sydney, there have been some pretty serious lockdowns. Now, it is important to remember, they just got out of winter. It's now entering springtime there as we're entering fall down in that area. So it's likely we're going to see some similar restrictions in this particular part of the world as things start to get colder and the flu season kicks in and they start to pretend like the flu is COVID again. And
I don't expect it in the United States, to be honest.
You don't think so?
No, because I went to Louder Than Life and there was something like 40,000 people there. And if all the propaganda is true, right, we're not out of the pandemic.
Nope.
Americans just stopped giving a crap about it.
Did they, though?
There were 40,000 people there.
Hmm.
And when I went to Texas, there were some people wearing masks, but I'd say more people were not wearing masks and just walking around.
That's
and there
good.
Was it was completely like, I don't know, like I was telling somebody the other night, like there are way too many people in San Antonio. There's just people all over each other everywhere you go. Nobody's like, you know, 6 feet.
Six feet away.
You know.
I drove through Vermont and New York and Pennsylvania, and I didn't see a single person wearing a mask.
Wow.
Hmm.
I hope you're right, Aria. I really do. But here's what's going on over in Australia, according to Reuters. Sydney's cafes, gyms, and restaurants welcomed back fully vaccinated customers on Monday after nearly 4 months of lockdown, as Australia aims to begin living with the coronavirus and gradually reopen with high rates of inoculation. And we had shared with you previously that the Sydney government had been saying that they were going to reopen when they hit 70% of the population that was vaccinated, so-called fully vaccinated. So now they're claiming...
Which is two shots or three shots for them?
I don't know.
And Israel is three shots now.
Yeah, they keep on changing the goalposts or moving the goalposts on that one.
Well, I did not hear that about Israel.
Actually, isn't Israel up to the fourth?
I don't know.
Okay.
The last I heard it was three, but I never looked to see if they had... I don't look for news on Israel.
Yeah. Me neither.
It just sometimes comes into my field of vision.
But then I just want to play for you what the news media is saying, because they're literally promoting this as Freedom Day in New South Wales. And I can give you more from the media in just a moment. But I want to play the television media and how they're presenting this Freedom Day. Because remember, it's only vaccinated people that are going to be allowed out. It's only vaccinated people that get their so-called Freedom Day. And what exactly...
Isn't that, like, literally apartheid?
Well, they're not killing... were they killing people officially in apartheid, or...?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
not officially.
It's definitely a segregated society. I mean, that is absolutely what's happening there, and... But even that said, the vaccinated ain't gonna be that free for them either. Here's what they get, according to... which newscast is this? Sunrise, wherever the hell that is, in Australia. Here is the clip from Elsie Nicole on Twitter.
There's plenty of restrictions easing for the fully vaccinated. Masks are no longer required outdoors. 10 adults can now gather at a home, while 30 can gather...
Wow! So if you've got a vaccine... Because remember, if you're unvaccinated in New South Wales, you are still on lockdown.
Did he say 10 adults can now gather at a home?
That's what he said.
He also said you don't have to wear a mask outdoors.
Yeah, this is what's being called Freedom Day. Literally, it's the headline on this like graphic that they have with all the points on it. New South Wales Freedom Day.
You have the freedom to gather with only 9 other people.
Correct. Indoors. Outdoors, they'll let you do 30.
But outdoors. Visiting aged care homes is now permitted. Retail and hospitality return with a 1 person per square 4 meter rule.
All right. Now, let's
square
do the math. So was it 3 feet per meter?
Yeah, 3 feet per meter.
Yeah.
4 square meters times
that's
3.
12 feet.
That's 12 square feet.
So, another 6 feet.
Good Lord, that's extreme.
So every retail establishment has a certain number of square footage, and so they will have a specific limit. Remember the Walmart had the guy out front with the clipboard, and he was, you know...
I saw them counting. Did they ever actually, like, enforce that?
I don't think that our Walmart ever got to the point where we were past whatever their limit was.
In San Antonio, they had a cop that would stand there and just be like, evening, you know, like a... greeter, and I told one, don't talk to me.
This was a year ago?
Yeah, when I still live there.
So, but did you ever have to, like, get kept out of the store because there were too many people?
It seemed like he was being a greeter than counting, but I noticed it, like, all the time when I would go into Walmarts during COVID. It's like they were acting like, you know, a greeter. Like, they're just standing out there, like, you know, threatening.
Yeah, well, that's what they were. There wasn't a cop in this particular case in Keene. It was just a Walmart employee with a yellow vest on and a clipboard. And presumably, if the store got above the number, then they would limit access. But I don't think that that ever happened here in New Hampshire. And I don't know if the limits were different in New Hampshire than they were in other parts of the country. I suspect they were. But let's go on with all the freedoms that you have. So again, if you are vaccinated in New South Wales, you can finally go shopping again. But the stores will only allow one person per 4 square meters or 12 square feet.
For hospitality, that becomes one person per 2 square meters outside. Seated meals...
And one person, I might have missed it, it's also one person per 4 square meters inside hospitality. So both shopping and eating at a restaurant, only one person for every 12 square feet will be allowed to eat indoors at a restaurant in New South Wales.
If it's 4 square meters, isn't that 4 times 3? Oh, wait, that's 12, yeah.
Correct. So 12 square feet. So
wow. What is the average square footage of a restaurant? Because I can't. That doesn't sound. If you 12 feet of space between you and the next table means you can maybe have like 6 tables filled in your average size restaurant.
I'm just trying to think. Like I'm thinking about not a non-average size restaurant. Like here in Keene, one of our favorite hangouts is the little pho noodle place in downtown Keene called Pho Keene Great.
Yeah, that'd be like 2 people.
Yeah, there's literally like, I don't know, 20 foot width of the whole restaurant. Like the entire place is very, very small, so there's hardly anybody going to be allowed to eat in a lot of these places. Going on.
Must be booked and kept at 20 people.
Seated meals must be booked and kept at 20 people, so meaning you have to get reservations, and there's no large parties going to be allowed.
COVID doesn't attack you if you have a reservation.
While drinking is permitted only outside.
Okay, hold on. You missed that one.
Booked and kept at 20 people. Standing while drinking is permitted only outside.
Freedom Day! Yeah! Now you can stand up while you're drinking, but only outside. God.
I can't believe you can understand everything this guy says, to be honest.
Out at the bar. If you're actually indoors at a bar, the person, quote-unquote, next to you is going to be 12 feet down the bar, right? Or maybe 6 feet, or depending on square footage, right? Depends on how you do, because if it was 1 foot by 12 foot, then it would be 12 feet down. But if it were...
It's very confusing.
Is it only by squares?
I suspect they're just calculating maximum capacity.
Yeah, that's probably it. And I suspect they're not letting anyone sit next to you. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're talking about the so-called Freedom Day in New South Wales, Australia, a part of the world that's been locked down for something like 100+ days, basically the entirety of what was their winter time. And if you are unvaccinated, ain't no Freedom Day for you. Of course, it's not really much of a Freedom Day for the vaccinated, as we're going through the list of things that they're now going to be allowed by their government
to do. I want to remind people, though, that when you hear lockdown, if you're an American or a European or something like that, you're probably thinking just, you know, the bars were closed or the restaurants were closed or something like that, which is what we saw here. New South Wales was actually in, like, a prison lockdown, 23 hours a day, required to be in their homes, getting text messages from the government requiring to send them a picture of them in their home within 15 minutes. Otherwise, police would have showed up and given an hour of yard time per day.
Yeah, people were literally being arrested for walking their dog. You know, you're not allowed to go outside beyond your own home or whatever. You're not allowed to go through the park. You're not allowed to be without a mask. I mean, people have been arrested for leaving the house without permission.
Not allowed to be a certain amount of miles away from your home.
Yeah, I think it was 5 meters or 5 kilometers or something like that. Not meters, but five kilometers outside of your home. You couldn't even be doing that for shopping purposes or anything at all. They arrested guys for trying to smuggle KFC from a nearby city into, I think it was actually, that wasn't New South Wales. I think that was Victoria, but still.
How were you supposed to get food?
I think you were allowed to go to the grocery store, and I think that was about it.
Even if you're unvaccinated?
I don't know. That's a good question. I presume so, but I don't want to say for sure on that. Right now they're saying unvaccinated people must stay at their homes and continue lockdown through December 1st. So this so-called Freedom Day is only for the vaccinated. And I presume that means that all these people are going to have some sort of vaccine passport that they're going to have to go and show around at all the various different businesses that are now allowed to be reopened, but under some severe restrictions, as we're sharing with you. But I also want to share with you about Intercoin, which is an organization that can help businesses and organizations that you might have launch your own cryptocurrency or raise money using your own token. And now Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. If there's a token you want to launch or an app you want to build, go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. While you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. So head over to Intercoin.org. So I'm going to continue with this clip here. Somebody recorded this off their television. It was a news, one of these Australian news programs explaining to you what is this so-called Freedom Day is all about. Now, I keep saying so-called because this is total BS to call something like this Freedom Day. It's just they're allowing you out of your cell a little bit more than they did over the last 3 months, and they're calling this Freedom Day. They're not being ironic about this or anything. They literally are trying to get people to believe that this is it. This is the big moment you've been waiting for. You can finally go to retail, one person for every 12 square feet. You can go into a restaurant, one person for every 12 square feet.
Yeah, and apparently the average square footage throughout the world for like a McDonald's is 4,000 square feet. So that immediately reduces their capacity to like 30 maximum people. And that has to include the staff
as
well.
And all that, yeah.
So,
right, is it square foot for the entire building or square foot for the area where the customers are? Because if you think about a McDonald's, only some of that area is for the customers.
Like half of it.
Yeah, and then the rest of it's the kitchen, you know, and the bathrooms or whatever.
It'd be interesting to see how it's written, but, you know, McDonald's aside, that's probably bigger than your average restaurant elsewhere.
Let me go to your the rest of this here. It's about a minute long. We're about through half of it here.
While drinking is permitted only outside. Hair and nail salons are open, but only for five people at a time. Gyms are back with one person per 4 square meters and up to 20 people for classes. Indoor swimming pools also open. 100 guests can now attend funerals and weddings. Places of worship can have one person per 4 square meters, but no singing.
No singing in church.
No singing.
They're 12 freaking feet apart, dude. Yeah. How far does he think? how joyously are these people trying to sing if there's any chance of them spitting on each other from that distance? Or they could just hold a hymn in front of their faces or whatever.
That's crazy.
The one person per 4 square meter rule also applies to stadiums, theme parks, and the same for cinemas with a 75% cap. And for those itching to travel, caravan parks and camping grounds reopen. Holidaying is permitted in the regions between local government areas, but Greater Sydney remains in a bubble.
I have a question. Was it as empty in the theaters when you guys went to see Free Man as it was when we went to go see Gremlins?
It's always empty in those theaters before and after COVID. So I don't think it's any less empty than it was pre-COVID.
Yeah, but was it more empty for Free Man? I mean, just as empty for Free Man? Because there's like two other people other than us in Gremlins.
You're talking about Free Guy. Free Guy might have had a few more people, but not many.
I went and saw one of the Harry Potter movies, The Beast. I don't remember what it was called. And obviously, I don't remember much about the movie because it wasn't very good. But it was like me, the guy I went with, and maybe three other people, which is about the same as there was for Free Guy.
Yeah. I think Free Guy might have had like 8 or 10 people or something like that. And the Gremlins that we went to, including us, probably had like 6.
Yeah.
I think.
Did you make it to Candyman Sunday?
No. No. I wasn't going to go without you.
Oh.
So 603-283-6160, there's the television rundown of what Freedom Day is all about. And after all of those statements about these really lame-o, quote-unquote, freedoms that people are now regaining.
They were really lame.
Yeah, and remember, that's only for vaccinated people. So unvaccinated people, you're still not allowed to leave your house, according to this.
They get to redefine freedom now because the Australians completely gave up any freedom. So now, you know, they get to redefine it. The Australians already gave it up because they were like, yeah, we're getting rid of guns and we're all behind this. Most Australians completely agreed with getting rid of guns because of, like, one school shooting in the, I think, early aughts, if not the 90s.
So the last thing he said, though, I'm curious about, because he said, and Greater Sydney remains in a bubble.
Bubble.
Means they're locked down and that you can't leave or travel there. That's what I understood it to mean.
So here's an explainer story from Nine News in Australia. Headline, Can I leave my 5-kilometer bubble now that New South Wales restrictions have lifted? If you live in Sydney, your world has become a lot bigger. The same goes for regional New South Wales residents, but on a much larger scale. No more watching on in envy as friends in other parts of the city hit the beach, and you walk the same old paths and parks day after day for months on end.
That's like me and your wife, Ian.
The 5-kilometer rule is gone, and your new pandemic playground stretches all the way from the Central Coast down to wherever the hell they
That's
talk
a
about.
Disgusting term.
Yeah, the pandemic playground. But yet it's not a
It would be a good name for a dystopian novel about all of this nonsense, though.
But it's not yet a travel free-for-all. There's an invisible wall separating Greater Sydney from the rest of New South Wales, which may only be crossed in a few exceptional circumstances. Can I leave my 5-kilometer bubble today? Yes. All Sydney-siders can explore the harbor city and its broader surrounds to their heart's content. The same applies for unvaccinated residents, but they won't be able to enter pubs and cafes. Huh, okay, earlier it was saying you had to stay home. Regional residents can even go further beyond the old 10-kilometer What can I do in terms of travel? With all this new travel freedom, you might want to save some petrol. So it's a good thing carpooling is allowed, as long as you've had 2 jabs. Caravan parks and camping grounds are also open. And
so wait a minute, doesn't not carpooling destroy the environment?
Yep.
So they would rather destroy the environment than...
Oh, clearly. Haven't you seen all the masks all over the ground?
And all the waiting in... Oh, my God, the Starbucks parking lot over here.
They got me at a bank up here during the pandemic. And just lines of cars all
crazy.
Just idling because it's the middle of winter. It's like, man, really? All of this is just destroying the environment, if what you say is to be true. And you're promoting that. You're requiring that instead of just opening up your lobby and risking having a cold for a few days.
Yeah, we saw that literally just 2 days ago when we went on a walk by Ashuelet. Because you can see Starbucks from there. Like, they don't have their lobbies open, right?
I don't know.
That may be because of staff, though. A lot of places don't have lobbies open because there's just no one to stand up front to take the order.
Yeah.
It keeps it more orderly if you just have one line of customers coming through the drive-thru, then you can just keep it simple.
Like, a friend of mine works at a McDonald's, and they have usually 2 people working. Her taking the orders and, you know, handling the customer, and 1 person in the kitchen.
They do say here regarding unvaccinated people that, quote, while most new freedoms appear likely to remain off limits for unvaccinated residents until December, local travel limits have been removed for everyone. So apparently, if you're unvaccinated, you can now travel outside of the, quote, bubble to go shopping for only, like, the essential things, but then you have to go home, and you won't be allowed to go and do pretty much anything else this time. Because it's freedom in Australia. All right, more coming up here. Hour 3 is next. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.